looking at the results of the weekend box office for your listening and dancing pleasure. It's Monday, the 19th of August. It's 2013, and I'm Doug Steffen, and I'm here by myself. Jennifer has to go to another part of her real day job early, and that'll be the case, I think, for most of this week anyway, and for the next couple of weeks. Richie's on his way. I think he has a cancer treatment this week. Roberta's someplace, I don't even know where the heck she ended up disappearing to. She says she'll be back tomorrow. And Ken Kessler's off this week on a little vacay time with his wife in Las Vegas. So it's you and me, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, against the rest of the world. The Butler was the number one movie of this past weekend in a big box office business, $25 million. Where the Millers was number two, $17 million. Elysium, which was number one last week. I think that Where the Millers was number two last week as well. So it's pulled in over the first 2 weeks about $70 million. Let's see here. How much Elysium's pulled in? $55 million. I think from what I've seen of Elysium, at least the trailer and stuff and all the coverage articles and entertainment magazines, that kind of stuff, it's a little, the concept is a little tough for some people to swallow. It looks like it's a hard picture for you to wrap yourself, but it does show the depth and breadth of Matt Damon and how wonderfully well he does as an actor. So at any rate, that's number three this week. Kick-Ass 2 didn't do particularly well. The whole idea behind it looks pretty silly. That came in number four this week. Planes, the animated movie, came in fifth. Last week was number three. Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters was six. Jobs was seven. Two Guns was eighth. That hasn't done as well as I thought it was going to. That's actually quite a good movie for those of you who are looking for action movies. And sort of the cop, the buddy thing goes on between Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg, I thought was well done, frankly. Things that are going on that, like, go boom in the day. A California lawmaker says that the new law allowing transgender students to choose which restroom and locker room they use is part of the reason that he has taken at least one of his sons out of the local public schools there this fall. The town of Twin Peaks, which is, as I was going to say, here in Southern California, because that's where I was last Friday. I went around in a circle this weekend. I'm back on the farm this morning anyway. He has posted a column on a conservative website. He wrote that under the bill from Assemblyman Tom Amarino of San Francisco, the privacy rights of California students will be replaced by the right to be oogled and will encourage inappropriate behavior among some teenagers. I think that was one of the things that we talked about last week, wondering what to do here. It's I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to tell you about this. It does make me uncomfortable as I go through the idea of whether somebody who's even in the sixth grade, seventh grade, is in touch with his or her feelings enough to know that his or her feelings are really her and his feelings, if you know what I mean. Governor Brown signed the bill into law last week, making California the first state to put a transgender protection into the statute for schools. So now California is, in a sense, some people would say, forcibly violating the rights of the other 98% of the youngsters who are in the state. 2%? Wow, I'm surprised that it's even that number. 2% are transgender? Who would have thought that? Who would have even given it consideration? I never in my life would have thought that this was a problem or something that needed to be dealt with. But apparently it is, and you can expect a lot of, the fellow who feels like he has female tendencies will share the restroom with other female students. See, I think that's where there's a problem. What kind of stuff is that going to, it's going to horrify a lot of parents and kids too, and maybe it brings this bullying that will be part of it. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know that I think this is the answer, but I don't know what the answer is. What do you think the answer is? 888-302-3684. One of the items of interest here as we work our way through Monday, it just seems, it's a little creepy. It just doesn't, there's nothing there that makes me feel, I don't know, it just makes me think weird things. And so there it goes. Jennifer Garner and her husband Ben Affleck do not always go to Hollywood events as a couple, and there's a good reason for it, Jennifer Garner says. She's been interviewed quite a bit lately because of her involvement with Halle Berry in this fight in Washington to get the, no, this is a California law, get the paparazzi out of everybody's face. Anyway, so she, in an interview, says that sometimes it's pain because her heels are high, and it would be nice to have his arm, speaking about her husband, and he's such a great date, but it can be too much. I think especially for women, they really lose their identity and just become the wife of. She says she has no intention of ever working with her husband again. They were in Daredevil, and I think that's where they met, as a matter of fact, in 2003. She says, I don't want to, I don't, people are sick of us. Isn't that interesting? Most couples, that's why I like her so much. She's so well-grounded. Most couples are looking for all of the exposure they can possibly get, and these two don't want it. I did see something, I don't remember whether it was, I was home, I, was it, wasn't Thursday, maybe it was Wednesday night. There was a local broadcast of a Red Sox game, and Ben Affleck, being from Boston, is a big fan, and he brought Jennifer Garner to the game, and they were sitting in a box seat, and every time you turned around, instead of watching the baseball game, you were seeing them sitting down there talking to each other about what was going on in the game, presumably. At any rate, yeah, don't they deserve their privacy? You're darn right they do. 14 past the hour. Here's something that you deserve. It is the freedom to whiten your teeth. And have them white and have them stay white. It was a lot of work before power swabs came along. A lot of work because you had to put trays in your mouth that you'd leave in there for an hour and it would affect your gums. It would sting. It would hurt. And the teeth really didn't get that cleaned up. I mean, you have to do it over and over and over again. Some people use toothpaste that had sand in it to try to whiten up their teeth. Not a good idea because it messes up the enamel on your teeth, obviously. Let's see how else those bleaches have been used by people. All right, let's throw all that stuff away. Let's throw the concept of cleaning your teeth wide open so that they're nice and white into the hands of the gods of power swabs. Power swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Two shades whiter in 5 minutes. So if you have veneers and crowns and caps, power swabs gets rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with your summer tan? Call this number now, 800-865-7602. Get ready for the fall. Get ready for school. Teeth on children ought to be white. All right, do I keep going here, or what are we doing here? All right, that's very nice. 800-865-7602. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. That's Power Swabs, the five-minute solution to whitening your teeth. Works every time, guaranteed, or your money back. Have a brighter smile with Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allows 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil. Tire balancing tax and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Love hardwood flooring? Then you gotta get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Over 60 varieties of hardwood are on sale from just $1.69 a square foot. We've got hard-to-find exotic Sapele hardwood for just $2.96. You could pay twice as much for a comparable floor at other stores. Plus, get incredible deals on over 30 premium Bellawood pre-finished hardwood floors and special extended financing. Don't wait. Hardwood Flooring Sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the 3 keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe ear muffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Part of the program is brought to you by the folks at Granger with over 1 million products. If they don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. Call Granger, click on Granger.com, or stop by one of the branches for Granger. Granger for the ones who get it done. Get it? Got it? That's good. Good for you. Let's spend a little time with Paul, who wants to talk about that transgender law that we were referencing in California. Hi, Paul. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How you doing?
All right, sir. How about you?
Well, let's give you an example. Say you've got an 18-year-old senior who says he's a girl that day and exposes himself in the locker room. Would that still be considered indecent exposure because he's an adult?
At 18?
Yes.
What's the, yeah, there's a conflict. I hear what you're saying. If somebody who is transgender and he has this, but he feels like a girl, he wants to go to the bathroom in the girls' room. So if he goes in and goes to the bathroom, is he creating... That complicates it, doesn't it? I mean, getting right down to brass tacks, it does.
Well, yeah.
It's a complication.
Yeah,
it yeah, it's a question. It's food for thought for sure. Thanks for making us think. 888-302-3684. Speaking of thinking, Anderson Cooper interviewed Oprah Winfrey and Forrest Whitaker, who are stars of The Butler, which was number one, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, this weekend at the box office. During the interview in which Cooper sort of nodded as Oprah Winfrey and Whitaker were race baiting, in a sense. Some people refer to it that way. She suggested that Emmett Till and Trayvon Martin were equivalent symbols and that Americans were racist even if they didn't have ill will toward black people. Cooper cited polls showing that black Americans were upset about Trayvon Martin, and whites thought too much had been made of the case. Oprah said, oh, I don't know. That's why I love the film that we're doing in light of this discussion, because it brings context to the discussion. Look at the film beginning with that lynching scene and ending with walking into Obama's office. That's something. This is really... The story of what happened. The Butler is the story about what happened during this. This is the real story of a real life Butler in the White House and all the presidents from Eisenhower up through Obama that he worked for. It's actually a pretty interesting story. But she said, just because you don't show signs of being a racist, that doesn't mean you aren't a racist. Yeah. All right, that's sure to stir the pot. You can imagine that'll be on the minds of a lot of people listening to the radio, conversations on the radio today. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the air is arguably the most popular pop tune of the summer. Richie, would you say that's true?
No doubt.
All right.
It's the hottest song. It's the hottest summer song there's been in a couple of years.
All right. Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke's son, is performing here, Blurred Lines. Why don't you crank it up, Richie? Richard Fadden now with me on the Good Day program.
My wife and kids love
this. This is a real good dance song. Apparently, this has shown up a lot on wedding reception dance floors.
I was just at a wedding over the weekend, and really? Bam, it was there.
Yeah. So, he's had 5 albums. He had a couple of minor hits, but nothing as thick, if you'll pardon the pun, as this song, Blurred Lines.
This is huge.
Yeah. Big thing. He looks like his father, actually.
Oh, yeah. He looks a lot like his father.
Now, you remember Alan Thicke from Growing Pains, among other things. He's had a talk show for a while. So, anyway, this is a bit of soul. I guess it's a little R&B, in a manner of speaking. Apparently it has quite a video, a lot of ladies that are scantily clad.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the video?
Oh, yeah.
All right. He doesn't want to be bland any longer. And so this song and some of the things that are in this album that is titled the same, Blurred Lines, has caused some controversy because apparently the estate of Marvin Gaye thinks that he copied a Marvin Gaye song.
Really?
And doesn't want to, for whatever the reason, he doesn't want to pay. So I believe, Richie, you have got to give it up, Marvin Gaye song there. So then we'll compare the two of them in the ear-to-ear, side-by-side. This is the song in question that the Marvin Gaye estate is going after Robin Thicke for royalties. So you tell me, does this sound like the same song? Are we back to Coldplay? How many other?
Like you always say, there's only 8 notes in the musical world. So.
Yep. So who gets the benefit of the doubt here?
You know what? It's similar, but not the same.
All right, can you play the two of them together, sort of on top of one another?
It'll sound like an absolute mess.
Wow.
Hold on a minute. Let me back this.
So you wanna go back to the beginning of this?
Right.
And this is, and now you got Robin Thicke on there. This is Robin Thicke. That's Marvin Gaye. you think? I think they're stretching. Back to my theory of eight notes. That's it. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Imagine what's made of all these things.
If anything on the Robin Thicke one,
yeah.
I think they stole Michael Jackson's little ow.
Really? There it is.
Nah. I say, as much as I love Marvin Gaye, you lose on this one.
All right. So that's some of the focus from some in the music biz that want to have. Might as well stir the pot a little bit, right? What the heck? Speaking of the pot, Mega Millions jackpot has grown to $51 million in just a week. I think the drawing is tomorrow. Isn't it Tuesday and Friday? When do they have the Mega Millions drawings?
I think it is Tuesday and Friday, yeah.
Friday, whereas Powerball is Wednesday and Saturday. But isn't there a drawing pretty much for something every day?
You have both of them four times a week, so.
Yeah, right. A lot of stuff going on there. All right, Egypt in the news in the next half hour. Plus, we'll have our television report, even though Jennifer is near. Richie and I'll do our best to update you on that sort of thing as we continue on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that every year millions of feral cats are saved by TNR? TNR stands for Trap, Neuter, and Return. Years ago when there were stray cats in the neighborhood, feral cats in the neighborhood, generally what happened is they were picked up and brought to the shelter and the ultimate result was them being euthanized. But that's not the case anymore. TNR, or Trap, Neuter, Return, means that this is when rescuers trap the cats, have the cats spayed or neutered, vaccinated, then return to a familiar area, creating a colony. Keeping the feral colony in check, preventing the cats from breeding, is the whole concept here. There are colonies now in their 20 and 25th year or more, and it's a non-lethal resolution to the overpopulation problem, and it's the right thing to do. So, you know, you might want to speak to people in your neighborhood. If you have a lot of stray cats, there are organizations in every city that really specialize in trapping, neutering, and releasing feral cats into colonies. Check them out. It'll be good for you and better for the cats. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to The Pet Show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Some golf statistics coming up in a few minutes, Richie. Very exciting stuff. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, excuse me, on the Monday Good Day Program. I haven't had a lot of sleep since last you heard my voice on Friday. But you could tell on Friday, I didn't get to Los Angeles until a little after 1 o'clock in the morning, and I have to be in the studio by 1:45. So I jumped over to Enterprise, got in the car, and drove out to the CRN digital facility in the valley, and got there just in time to do my thing, as it were. You know how Fridays are, especially because we got to do a lot of work for the weekend.
Right, right. But then you had the whole weekend to rest up.
No, Megan and I spent a good deal of time on just sort of being together. And frankly, I had a lot on my mind this weekend, and I spent a lot of time digging around. I had my iPad with me, and I was doing some research on personal stuff. And as I was doing it, I kind of got lost in a zone where I stayed up, and I didn't go to sleep much. And then I came back yesterday afternoon and had a time where I got involved in a kind of a personal matter, and that kept me from doing much in the sleep department last night. So
where are you right now? I'm not quite sure where you are.
I'm on the farm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just walking in the studio and talking to you, and I really don't know
where
you
am
are.
I? What's going on here? Let's talk about what's going on in Egypt. From a different perspective, the latest information from Egypt suggests that the bloodbath is continuing. But one of the things that people are not talking about, they keep talking about, well, should we cut off aid? Do we send in troops? Hold the fort, boys and girls. Do you know that much of the oil and gas that serves Europe, many parts of the world, runs through the Suez Canal? Egypt is a key bottleneck in the global oil industry. So if the turmoil there gets any worse, we could be seeing a spike in the cost of oil. And by the way, I was paying $3.87 when I filled up the car yesterday before coming back here. Dave, what are you paying for gas?
I paid $3.49 yesterday on the Eastern Shore in Maryland.
Yeah, I think I paid, I'm trying to remember, I paid $3.30-something.
It's $3.50, $3.60 here in Northern Virginia area.
It is. Mm-hmm. All right. So if, in fact, things get really messy there, and the Suez Canal is in question, it'll really get into it'll be a problem for the nascent economic recovery that we're going through. So that's something else that a lot of people have not talked about. Oil this morning, $111.23 a barrel. And that's not a 55-gallon barrel. I think it's, what, 46 gallons are in. So that is going to cause the cost of gasoline. But this is the thing that Newt Gingrich pointed out.
If we stop aid and there's $1 billion a year or whatever it is that we stop sending it, does it save us money in the long run? What if we use that money to help get our own oil here? Or natural gas?
We can do that. Well, we have the most natural gas of anywhere in the world here.
Yeah, so what if we use that money, and really that money is kind of payoff money, not to bother Israel. So then you have that whole mess.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a question. Well, there are a lot of questions.
Let's get our oil, and you guys help keep peace in this crazy area of the world, and especially do not bother Israel. So you stop paying them the money, and here go the spikes in the oil prices, and here go the people threatening Israel.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the way it works there.
that's exactly the way it works.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works there. All right, let's bring it back home to a town called Otisfield, Maine. The folks in Otisfield.
Otis. I love Otis.
So fond of their lone public mailbox that they blocked it with a snowplow and a backhoe to prevent the Postal Service from taking it away. Town officials threatened to chain themselves to this blue mailbox, if necessary.
They've been watching old Leave It to Beaver sitcoms.
The box is still there for now.
I'm going to save this park.
Got me losing battle, though. We all know about the blue street corner mailboxes. I stuck my mail when I was on my way to the airport on Friday. Just threw it in the blue box. There are 188,000 of these boxes that have been removed as people use email, online bill paying, internet catalogs, that sort of thing. So this town, which is 35 miles north of Portland, 1,700 people live there, does not have a post office. It doesn't have its own zip code even. And so now the Post Service wants to take away its only mailbox. But not without a fight, says the town's administrative assistant. Her name is Marianne Izumoran. She says, we can't buy stamps there, but we can put our mail in there and know that it will be delivered. So the notice went out. The box will be removed from service in 10 days. That was taped to the box outside of town hall. Postal officials said the box gets only 6 pieces of mail a day, far below the 25-letter threshold that makes the mailbox worth the money. But when the postal worker showed up to remove the box, the town clerk blocked his way, prevented him from taking it away. And the lady that we were just talking about, the town administrator, said, if you come back, I'll padlock myself to the mailbox.
Isn't it funny how people get attached to things that they don't use?
Yeah. Well, it's a symbol, Richie.
Yeah.
That's what it really is. It's a symbol of Americana. So as I said, they've taken a lot of these mailboxes away, 60 of them a day on average around the country. What was it? They started down this year from 188,000 boxes to 176,000 boxes. And those boxes will handle a lot less mail. The agency in general, post office agency, handled about 180 billion pieces of mail this year, down from 213 billion pieces 2 years ago. I'm looking at something else in California, where people are complaining about the removal of boxes there as well. But this, I think, is the first time the protests have been taken to this level. So, This was one lady who uses the mailbox twice a week. What am I going to do? Drive 24 miles to the next town? See, that's where I think somebody steps in with some common sense. Right? Common.
Where does that come from?
Sense. Yeah. Where do we get the common sense?
Yeah.
I think that.
And this is where the real problem is in these really remote rural areas.
Yes.
What are we going to do? We're going to keep up hundreds of billions of dollars. How many billions of dollars does it take to run the post office?
There's $6 billion in the hole, I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So you're going to keep that
problem up,
you know, to help people in remote areas in Montana. They have to have mail.
I have. Remember, there's a story about the lady who was the surfer. It lost her arm to the shark. She got married this weekend.
Yeah.
All right. And in tandem with that, a fashion designer has come up with a new wetsuit, which makes the person wearing it look as if he or she has just been mauled by a shark. The suit was designed.
Sure, lifeguards love seeing that out in the water.
Right. By a Dutch fashion designer. Looks like a normal black wetsuit, but with what appears to be some torn flesh and blood on the torso, arm, and leg. When you look at it for the first time, the surfer looks as if the blood is his own, and it's seeping through the suit. The designer writes on his website that he took the challenge of creating textures and prints that, quote, evoke the mysteries of the sea. Good God. Who would wear something like that? Who would be crazy enough to wear something like that?
Yeah, young punk kids. But I've got the thing that anybody that's a real surfer that has lifeguards in the area would not wear because they're friends with those guys.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. All right, some golf statistics, Richie.
Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
A lot of golfing action every weekend. Do you know that 125,000 golf balls a year are hit into the water?
Half of those are mine.
125,000. I would have thought it was a lot more than that. Phil Mickelson, who plays left-handed, is actually a right-hander. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Mm-hmm. Do you know that the chances of making two holes in one on a round of golf are 1 in 67 million?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods snagged his first ace at the age of 8. Did you know that balls travel further on hot days?
Yes.
A golfer swinging a club at 100 miles an hour would carry the driver up to 8 yards longer for each increase in air temperature of 25 degrees.
Wow.
The longest golf course in the
world.
That's why
they don't play in December.
Yeah. Not a lot of people try to. There's no snow on the ground. I've seen around this local
course here. My dad definitely did,
yeah. Longest course is the par 77 International Golf Club here in Massachusetts over in Bolton, which is 8,325 yards. Let's see here. I'm looking for some other. The longest golfing green is the 695-yard fifth hole. It's also at the International Golf Club here in Massachusetts.
Oof.
That sounds like a long
like
trip.
Like a par 12 for me.
Hmm? Is that really?
For me, it is.
Really? All right, let's see here. Here's the 2020. We're a little late for this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Are you ready? From the world of golf, you got about 4 minutes to answer this question for a swell prize. 888-302-3684. How many dimples are there on a regulation golf ball? Those of you who are golfers, you got time enough to get one out and count it. 888. I'm sure there are other ways of figuring it out as well, but I'm sure you don't know the answer off the top of your head, so let's work on it. There are how many dimples on a regulation golf ball? Obviously, it's in the hundreds. 888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG. How many dimples, little indentations, are there on a regulation golf ball? A Titleist or whatever the popular names are, right? How many dimples on a regulation golf ball? Swell prize, 888-302-3684. If you have thinning hair, it's a problem for you. Let's fix the problem. Let us fix the problem and deal with this kind of therapy that you'd like to be able to think was available for almost any problem that you have in your body. But Provia, the all-natural hair thinning therapy, you'll see phenomenal results. and no side effects, none whatsoever. Product works extraordinarily well. Results are guaranteed or your money back. And Provia is safe for colored and treated hair. So you can go to tryprovia.com to get the information, or you can call an operator at 800-525-8319 and order a free, I think it's a three-month supply. Mention Doug Steffen, you get a free month, a free upgrade to priority shipping as well. 800-525-8319. This is a compelling product because it cleanses the scalp and allows the pores to open up and the hair to grow through. That's no side effects. That's really the beauty of all of this. Call 800-525-8319 or go to tryprovia.com. That's 800-525-8319 for your hair to start growing again immediately.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Marin.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money. And now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
Yeah, we got to get to the television report here. J-Lo is officially, I don't know if this is official or not, her boyfriend Casper Smart let the cat out of the bag over the weekend. She's definitely coming back to American Idol. I thought that we knew that. That was something that was,
you know,
Jennifer talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but was it confirmed? She said she wanted to go, but I never heard that it was confirmed.
Really? All right, let's see here. The Emmys may be moving. Hollywood Reporter says the primetime Emmy telecast is set to air on NBC next year. It's supposed to be on NBC, but because there's a primetime football, Sunday Night Football game there, they're going to move it over to CBS, apparently. I don't know how often that sort of thing happens under the...
Well, now we know who rules in that world.
Lindsay Lohan admitted to Oprah Winfrey she's an addict in a show they aired last night.
That's a shocker.
Right. There's not much that came out of that interview.
The Oprah breaking news.
Right. It was the only thing I saw that I thought was interesting is Katie Couric quoted as bad-mouthing the Kardashians, asking, "I don't understand why these people are so famous." And the Kardashians are angry at her because she asked the question. How many of us have asked the same question?
All right.
Why are they so famous? All right, how many dimples in a golf ball? Tom is in Newark, Ohio. How many you think, Tom?
Oh, I think there's 256.
Why do you think that?
It just popped in my head.
All right, the real answer is 336. There are 336 dimples on a regulation golf ball. Coach, are you going to give him a prize, Richie?
Sure, why not?
All right, Tom, here you go.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, one of the medical experts most highly regarded on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken and I share time every weekend. You might want to look for it on this radio station or other stations or online. We have 2 hours over the weekend that's devoted to questions and answers about what's going on with your health and well-being. Dr. Ken brought to you by the folks who bring you power swabs. We'll talk about that in a moment. Ken asked me just before we went on the air how my daughter was. Megan, you may have heard me mention this yesterday or the day before or whenever I first started talking about it, a week or so ago. She had a large growth in her uterus. And the doctor said, okay, this will take about an hour to... And then 3.5 hours later, she's still there because they found a cyst on her ovaries. She'd be horrified if I'm probably talking about this. I'm getting on a plane later today.
We won't tell her.
Spend a couple of days with her. I posted some on her Facebook page yesterday, and she took it down because she didn't want a lot of people to know that she was going through this. Hello.
That was much
surprise. Lots of people know. So, Ken, why is it that here these that she's not like gone to Schlock City? She's at UCLA Medical Center, for God's sakes, which is one of the best places in the country because she's a prof there, so they get their medical care at UCLA. And I'm wondering why it is that they sort of surprise found a cyst. When you're looking around in there, you would have thought they'd have seen it.
Well, you see, even the best can be surprised, and that's why often us doctors, we run behind, because you just often don't know what is going to happen. I would imagine that it was just not clearly seen on the ultrasound when she had it. What did they end up doing about it? Did they
check it out? That's why she was on the table for 3 hours plus. And I talked to her last night. Man, was she groggy. Yeah. And the other thing about it is that they throw her, she's in the hospital yesterday and today, and then she's gonzo. They don't keep her in any longer because of even, it's their own circumstance, their own insurance, but they don't want people in. I suppose they figure they can convalesce at home. less expensively.
It's unfortunate. That's the reality of the world today. But I would ask the doctor, you know, I don't want to get into their heads. I would ask the doctor, how come we didn't know about this before the surgery?
Well, I sort of said that to her husband, Matthew, to ask, see if that comes out. Meanwhile, here's a serious story about a 12-year-old infected with some kind of brain-eating amoeba being treated in Miami. What's the story with that?
Mom and Dad, listen up. The parents of 12-year-old Zachary Reyna, they're praying for a miracle, hoping that Zachary can overcome this rare brain-eating infection in his brain. It's called Naegleria fowleri, the microscopic single-cell living amoeba. Doug, it's commonly found in freshwater lakes, ponds, and rivers, and is usually fatal once it's infecting a human. Only three humans have survived this since the early 1960s, once infected. It's a medical mystery, though, why some people who swim in amoeba-containing water get the fatal nervous system condition while many others don't. The parasite, it generally enters the body through the nose and travels up to the brain. Once inside, the amoeba can cause brain infection called, you ready, it's a mouthful, amoebic meningoencephalitis, and it destroys the brain tissue. The initial symptoms to watch for, they usually start within 1 to 7 days, and they may include headache, fever, nausea, vomiting. It progresses rapidly, and other symptoms can include stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, seizures, and hallucinations. So how do you prevent this? People can reduce the risk of becoming infected, Doug, by limiting the amount of water going up the nose, avoiding water-related activities in warm, fresh water when temperatures are high and water levels are low, and avoid digging in or stirring up sediment while in shallow, warm, fresh water areas.
That's not going to happen. None of those things are going to happen because people in the warm weather love to jump into those ponds and lakes and streams and stuff.
Fortunately, this is rare. There was an Arkansas girl a month ago who actually was the third person who survived this. The CDC approved an experimental drug. She lived, and they just yesterday approved this experimental drug for this young boy. It's not clear yet whether he's going to get it, but people around Florida, they're really thinking about him.
All right, here's something to think about. Yellow teeth make you smile less, you become self-conscious. Yellow stained teeth can also make you look old and unhealthy, and the health aspect of this is what concerns and interests Ken.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before, and you know how long it takes and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards, Doug. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven Power Swabs. It's the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs use naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe, so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them too. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? So call now to get a risk-free deal.
800-867-4089. Call now. Risk-free. The chance to get free shipping is yours. Mention Dr. Ken. 800-867-4089. Get the perfect smile with Power Swabs. 800-867-4089.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.